obviously we're gonna, you know, we're gonna address things the way that, you know, Coach Belichick feels right, and obviously it's worked for him, and I definitely feel like it's kind of worked for us throughout the year. So, you know, we're definitely following in the footsteps that he set, you know, in front of us, and kind of the guideline of, you know, what we want to do this week, you know, what we want to be able to accomplish, you know, come game day. So, you know, whatever formula that he's laid out throughout this week, you know, leaders of the team, you know, Tom, Vince, Dev, you know, all those guys, you know, we're just, you know, following right in line behind those guys. Actually, you know, Coach Belichick is, a you know, real big on history. You know, there's times throughout the year, you know, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, you know, just, you know, different historic events that happen, you know, throughout the year that, you know, occasionally that he, you know, he'll bring, you know, to our attention. So, I guess sometimes throughout the year, it's kind of like a history lesson somewhat. You kind of hit the nail on the head at first when, you know, Vince has been there for a while. You know, he's played a lot of football. So, you know, fortunately for me, I've been around here these past couple of years. And, you know, I'm a young player, but I can feel that sometimes. You know, there's sometimes, you know, throughout the week where, you know, myself, as far as in the front seven, you know, I take a bigger burden on, you know, trying to get the run fits right and the stunts and everything coordinated, because, I mean, that's my responsibility. And, you know, there'll be times, you know, early in the week, you know, where V will be like, you know, just, it's Monday, you know, let's see how things fold out Tuesday. And, you know, we get back in the film room and we get things situated. And, you know, Tuesday, I mean, things are perfect. So, you know, I'm just trying to get the same feel that he's getting. Like you said, unfortunately, since I've been here, we kind of, you know, got stopped a little bit quicker than we wanted to. But you kind of want to leave those things in the past. But, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. And, you know, we still, at the same time, we want to take one game at a time. And, you know, that's what we're going to have to do. But I definitely feel like throughout this week, you know, we've all been kind of approaching it as, you know, doing as much as you can each day, you know, so you can wake up, you know, the next morning or that night and you look in the mirror and you can ask yourself, do you regret anything? Did you not do something today that you'll regret come game day? Like maybe that one more rep you could have did at practice day, one more mental rep. So I feel like we're all taking that approach. I feel like with this defense that we've had this year, I feel like we've used a lot of versatility. And, you know, Coach Belichick's always said, you know, the more you can do, the better. And I definitely feel like this year on the defensive side of the ball, we've been able to use a lot of guys' versatility, whether it's, you know, me or Jamie, you know, rushing up the middle or outside, or, you know, having Nikovic or Akeem or Chandler, you know, drop out and give the quarterback a different look as far as, you know, zone coverages and man coverages. And then, you know, as well as having Patrick Chung come down and play like a linebacker and do the things he does that he's been doing really well. So, you know, I definitely feel like we're able to, you know, show, you know, different approaches and different things as opposed to some teams can't without versatility.